What's going on today, folks? Welcome to this week's episode of the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. Hope everybody had a great week this past week. I got to go to Montreal this weekend and see Soom's album release show for Parking Life that we heard last week. It was a great time. I also heard a couple other great acts, and let me tell you, Montreal really knows how to get down at a show. It was a packed show, all ages show, and man, the energy there was insane. One of the bands that played, Feardalyzer 1492, we're gonna listen to them tonight. It's a little indigenous fronted land back hardcore band, so we're gonna get in to some of that tonight. We're gonna have a little indigenous land back night, so we're gonna hear some Feardalyzer 1492, and then we're gonna kick it into some Ethereal Tomb, and then we're gonna do a little bit of a Doom Charts to end the night. So Feardalyzer, it is some really heavy aggressive stuff. Little bit of a explicit content warning here going in, but it is aggressive land back hardcore. And we're going to listen to a handful of songs. We're going to listen to the full EP they released last year. And then we're going to kick it into a new song that isn't fully released yet that they sent me to play tonight. So I'm excited to share that with you guys. So let's get into it. Let's get some really aggressive land back indigenous hardcore going on tonight. We're going to hear the entire EP of Wabag Mindu, and that's going to have the first track, Apex Predator. Then it's going to kick into Manifest of War, then Flatline to the Pretendians and Racist Settlers, and then it's going to end with the title track, Wabag Mindu. And then we're going to kick it into the new song that they sent me titled Bloodstained Uniform. So here's some super aggressive indigenous land back hardcore coming at you on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're going to stop the United States of America from naming, dehumanizing the names, and employing paying caricatures. Columbus has to die. After 500 years, kill him! His legacy still lives. Kill Columbus! You know, it's because of Columbus that we are primitive. Well, let me tell you, I am a born-again primitive. Columbus has to die.
Rise up, boy, and blood. Oi, this is Samael, and you're listening to Fertilizer 1492 on the Maple Forge. This is Land Back Dead Grind, motherfuckers.
My infant of war!
We'll be right back. across 5 provinces. 4 of them took place on or near a First Nation, and 4 of them involved RCMP officers. 2 cases involved municipal police forces, and 2 of these cases also involved police hitting a person with their cruiser. The youngest person was 15, and the oldest was 57.
I don't understand why it seems like it's open season on Indigenous people, and it's just fine to kill us and no one's going to complain.
The Indigenous peoples across Canada are still dying at the hands of the police and RCMP. And instead of acting, this government wants another study on policing. Studies won't save lives. Why does this government refuse to act to save Indigenous people's lives? Canada, they are lawless. And you know that anybody who doesn't follow the laws is going to die by lawlessness. They're going to be blighted in this country.
Freedom for my people in my lifetime, somewhere in the Western Hemisphere, whether it's in the Northwest Territories of Canada or somewhere high in the Andes, my people are going to be free.
Do how to use this weapon.
Not really.
That weapon will replace your tongue. You will learn to speak through it. And your poetry will now be written with blood.
So good. I loved it, man. Live was so crazy. They're so aggressive. The energy that they put into the crowd is so good. Like, oh my God. Fertilizer 1492. If you get a chance, go check them out. Like, you know, I love the message that they're spreading. You know, we made some fucked up choices back in the day, and we kept them going for a pretty long time up into pretty recent times, and we need to realize that and kind of make up for it. So I'm glad that a lot more indigenous-fronted bands and indigenous bands are coming forward and kind of bringing this aggressive hardcore sound and spreading the word. And we're going to get into a little bit more indigenous-fronted metal here. We're going to listen to some Ethereal Tomb. We're going to hear Land Back Stomp. And then we're going to hear Life Beyond Oppressor's Brutality. And then we're going to kick it in to Reclamation. And then we're going to close out this section with a little Death of the Indian. So let's get into some more amazing indigenous metal here on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Name? Frank Fence Post.
Address?
Where do I live?
Yeah, where you live.
I live where the land meets the sky, where the eagle and the raven fly free. I live under the sun and the moon.
Where do you live?
I'm his neighbor.
About a war, the next war that you better be concerned about is the one that they're going to fight here. They have fought many wars here. They fought us all along, see, because we said it's ours and you haven't got a right to it. And they fought us. Now you all are claiming that it's yours under this illusionary concept of private ownership of property, and they're going to fight you. But they're going to call it national security and energy crisis. They're going to call it constitutional rights, and they're going to call it judicial proceedings. They're going to nationalize the police departments. That's your military coup. In the name of violence, for 500 years, my people have resisted. For 500 years, we will resist again if it becomes necessary. We want to be able to relate and communicate with all of the people that are living on this land. But we want to be able to relate and communicate from a position of truth. We have had to face it through 500 years of genocide. We have had to face the truth. We have had to live the truth. We have had to die the truth.
Yeah.
All right, we're back after a little ethereal tomb there. We heard Land Back Stomp, Life Beyond Oppressor's Brutality, Reclamation, and then Death of the Indian to wrap it all up. Like I said, Feardalizer, got to see them on the weekend, and dude, the show they put on was amazing. I will definitely go see them again. That was amazing, amazing work, dudes. And Ethereal Tomb, also a great band from the Toronto area, whereas Feardalizer is the Montreal area. And yeah, so that was our little Land Back Indigenous section for tonight, because, you know, we don't just have to do it on Indigenous People's Day. We should be celebrating the culture all the time. It is a part of our culture. So thank you guys for letting us embrace your culture a little bit. I appreciate it. And also thank you for teaching me how to pronounce the title of your EP correctly, because the last thing I want to do is be out here butchering words of the people that were here before us. So thanks again for that. And close out the show tonight, like I said, we're going to do a little Doom Charts here, because they released their April Doom Charts, and we had two Canadian bands, both from the Montreal area. One I got to see on the weekend, and then one that I've really wanted to see and hope to get to see at some point. So number 15 on the Doom Charts for April, we had Engine de Poitrine. So we're going to hear two tracks from them. And then the lads I traveled all the way to Montreal to see on Saturday night pulled out number 13 on the Worldwide Doom Charts with their latest album, Parking Life, that just released in like the last week of April. So for it to sneak in there and get number 13 is pretty friggin' awesome. So we're going to listen to a track from that as well. Again, shout out to Some. They put on an awesome show on the weekend. I will definitely be back to Montreal again. I love going there and checking out the Jean Talon market, getting myself a lot of stuff that I can't get here. So here's a little Montreal Doom Charts for y'all. We got Engine de Poitrine. They came in at number 15. We're going to hear Mata Zeklek and then Sarnese. And then we're going to kick it into Some, and we're going to hear what I consider their radio single from the album, Labrador. So thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Maple Forge. Hope you all have an amazing week and you enjoyed your day. And yeah, let's rock out a little bit more and get a little weird with some Engine de Poitrine. Have a great week, guys. We'll be right back.
Could you die by your master? Regulation.
Buckle up, Kingston. This May, CFRC 101.9 FM and KPP Concerts have a stacked lineup of amazing events at the Broom Factory. On May 1st, you can check out Lowest of the Low. May 8th, Rob Moore and Tim Van Tol. May 9th, you can see Mage Tears and Ebril, and also Strung Out with Belvedere. On May 14th, Ephraim Manouk of Godspeed You Black Emperor is in town, followed by Royal Tusk on May 17th. And on May 22nd, you can check out Dave Gunning. Then it all wraps up with Spring Reverb running May 28th through the 31st, featuring acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Right, Slaves of Spanky, and more. Full details and ticket information at kppconcerts.com. Get there.
Listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat.
Yes, 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 this rocks.
And then sometimes I switch it up like,
no! No! Don't stop a rocking!
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
This Mother's Day, Sunday, May 10th, from 10:30 a.m. till 4 p.m., join AWEC, the All-Women Entrepreneurship Circuit, for a curated spring pop-up market at the Tet Center, featuring more than 30 incredible female-owned brands and local makers. From handcrafted gifts to unique finds you won't see anywhere else, it's the perfect place to shop with intention and treat the moms and mother figures in your life. Got a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging